there are two parts of the egg. One you call the
yolk.
The yolk.
And then the yellow.
No, it's yolk and the white.
Yolk and the white and the whole.
Okay, now the yolk is what? It's what color? It's
the yolk is yellow. Ain't it?
Okay. How do you cook eggs? If you drop them in hot water, you call them what?
Boil.
No, that's
poached. Poached, oh yeah. Break okay. them and drop them in.
Those are boiled?
No, that's your poached egg. You break your egg, you poach it in water.
I see, but if you let them stay in the hulls, you call them?
Boiled egg.
Boiled egg, yeah.
Okay. We were talking about bacon yesterday. The outside of the bacon you call what?
We call it the skin or the rind. Either one.
I see. And the kind of meat you might just throw in your greens, you know?
They call it
salt or sugar cured meat?
Yeah, they call it boiling meat. That's trimming around the middle of the maybe some that's cut off the jowl. Maybe we used to cure the shoulder, you know? Missed it twice, same time.
Yeah.
There he is back in. He gonna come right through just like Rick.
You almost got it, huh?
Yeah, I didn't miss him for a dime worth more, I'd have got him.
If what?
A dime more worth more, I'd have got him.
Okay. Well, you call that the just the shoulder, the meat from the shoulder, salt meat? Or?
Yeah, you call it boiling meat, salt meat, okay. Anything like that. That's what you generally always call what you put in your bowl and in your blonde.
Salt dry, they call it.
Salt dry.
Now, the man who sells you the meat now, he's called a...
He's called a... now, we got a market man that works back there in the market.
He's a butcher?
Yeah, he's supposed to be a butcher.
Okay. Oh. When you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you say your butter, how would you describe its condition?
Go ahead, tell me. You work butter all day.
It's tangy or it got too hot, and, you know, and where it don't taste right.
I see. Mm-hmm. It might smell bad. You say it got a little what, Mr. Crow?
Got a little too hot. While you was preparing
ranch.
It, yeah, and then it got ranchy afterwards.
You ever hear anybody say froey, or you ever hear
that? Well, I imagine I have, but I don't recall it now.
Okay.
Do you hear everything?
Would you say it got stout?
Stale.
Stale?
Uh-huh.
Stout?
But you always use that word as stale. Huh.
Thick sour milk that you kept around on hand, you call that what?
Buttermilk.
Well, thick sour milk, sour milk.
Yeah, well, if it's been churned, it'd be buttermilk. If it ain't, it'd be the other kind.
Whey.
I see.
If it ain't been churned and you let it stay there and get real sour, it's whey. And that's the kind you make cottage cheese out of.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what's that?
Cottage cheese.
Well, you ever had clabber? Did your mother ever call it clabber?
Yeah. Drank a lot of clabber.
I see. You drink that? Now, what was clabber?
Clabber, just the old thick, nutty milk, you know.
Before you churned it.
I see. And you make out of that what, maybe?
Well, you could make cheese out of that, couldn't you?
Cottage cheese, clabber cheese?
Yeah.
That's before you churn it, when you use your clabbered milk to make some cottage cheese.
Now after you milk the cow, the first thing you had to do to get the impurity out of it, you had to...
Strain it.
I see. Okay. Now, did your wife ever cook anything maybe in a deep dish? It was kind of like a pie, only it didn't have a crust in the bottom. Maybe it just had a crust on the top.
She cooked a lot of pie that way, all the crust come to the top when you put it in the pot.
Yeah.
Right to the top.